This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're talking to Joel Greengrass. He's CEO of Theramu. Theramu's a company that makes both oral elixirs of cannabidiol, as well as a unique topical form of cannabidiol, which is admixed with emu oil. Has remarkable penetrating properties as well as anti-inflammatory properties, so it sounds like a logical choice. But I want to turn to another issue, Joel, which is, you know, this reminds me of the California Gold Rush, the CBD rush. There's so many companies out there. It's really confusing for the consumer. And in fact, there was an article recently in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which is interesting because that means that CBD is hitting the big time, because that's America's leading medical journal, possibly the world's leading medical journal. And the article is entitled "Labeling Accuracy of Cannabidiol Extracts Sold Online." And the news ain't good. What they're saying here is, in a study of 84 CBD products sold by 31 companies online, blind testing found that only about 31% of them contained the amount of CBD listed on the label. And some of the products contained other components of marijuana that were not listed on the label, including THC, which is the psychoactive component of marijuana that does generate an intoxicating high, which is not what anybody's necessarily bargaining for. I mean, might be an added bonus for some people, but for others, that is a concern. So the study authors suggest that extract sellers need better quality control and regulatory oversight. They're always talking about regulatory oversight. Let's get the feds involved to ensure that consumers are getting the correct unadulterated dose they think they're getting. And that's a quote, and that was from fall of 2017. So what say ye, Joel? How's Theramu stacking up, you know, when it comes to quality control and potency?
So we lab test our products twice, and these are independent labs that are used. And we do it with all of our raw materials, and then we also do it with the finished product. And on one hand, you're running these tests because you want to ensure the purity of your products. One of the things that people tend not to realize is that the hemp plant is super aggressive, and it can pull basically anything out of the soil. And that could be pesticides, heavy metals, radiation. So you want to ensure, obviously, the absence of all of those. But then through the process of making the product, when you're doing a topical balm, for example, where you're using a beeswax base, the product's being heated up. It's not difficult to cook the CBD out of a product. So we will then again send the finished product out to a lab to ensure that we do in fact have the amount of CBD that we're promising our patients that is there. So we lab test on both ends to ensure that quality. I saw the article that you mentioned. And I think one of the challenges with this gold rush is that you've got companies that came into this space because they saw the financial opportunity. And that's a big difference from the companies that came into this space because they saw an opportunity to help people. And if you're starting from a patient-centric model where you're looking to help people, you're always going to do the right thing by your patients or your customers.
And then the product will sell itself, if it's ethically marketed and it works and it's effective and it promises on what it delivers.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And I think if you come at it from the other way where you're looking to monetize the space, then you start thinking about what are your costs to make the product, what are your margins. And I think the unfortunate thing for the overall space is that not just the companies that were listed in that report, but there's been others where they really have substandard products. And I run into people all the time who are like, oh, no. I tried CBD. It doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have to ask them, like,
you know. That's such a betrayal of the public trust, because it really poisons the well for the ethical people in the industry who are producing products of high quality. And people try the product and, well, you know, it's not effective.
Absolutely. And last month alone, I probably had, you know, 50 different people who had tried other CBD products. They didn't work, and it could have been adults or children. And ultimately what I did was I just said, give me your empty from the other, from the competitor, and I'll just replace it with a full version of ours. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I want you to get the relief that you need. Mm-hmm. And if it works for you, then, you know, it'll be great to have you as a customer. And if not, like, I don't want you spending your money here anyway.
Mm-hmm. And many companies cut corners. They use CBD from China, and that is a concern, right? Because it's a bit of a free fire zone over there when it comes to regulation and quality control.
That's absolutely correct. And I've seen lab tests of CBD from China that came with the CBD that showed that the CBD was clean CBD. And then when that same CBD was sent out to a third party lab here, completely different results. So you have to be careful. You have to know that, like anything else, not all CBD is created equal. If you took 10 different competitors and poured all of their elixirs out into clear vials, that you would see very, very different looking products. So it's important to be educated and work with a company that wants to work with you, not sell you. And there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, athletes may want to use this. And, you know, I'm obviously an amateur athlete. But some people are competing at a professional level. And there's this thing out there called WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, which is responsible for tracking down perpetrators like Lance Armstrong. And what's the WADA stance on CBD? Is it legal? I mean, are some of the riders that we're watching in the Tour de France possibly using CBD to relieve their aches and pains at the end of a 150-mile mountain stage?
Well, I can't speak specifically to the Tour de France riders. I can tell you that
you haven't had you haven't sponsored any riders. You don't have a.
We have not sponsored riders. We have a number of we have MMA athletes who use our product because you know how they beat their bodies up just in the course of daily training. We have rugby players, baseball players. The WADA and the USADA both made CBD fully legal on January 1st of this past year.
Oh, cool.
So our sports leagues in this mm-hmm. country have been mm-hmm. slower to catch up and to render what their opinion is going to be on it. But who was it? Ice Cube's, the Big Three basketball league was the first one. I believe it was last mm-hmm. week to announce that, they were making CBD explicitly legal for their athletes. But when you look at, like, the UFC, they follow WADA guidelines. So that was a point of contention last year in 2017, but now it's fully legal. So we know that most MMA athletes are using CBD in one form or another, and we do have relationships with a good number of them.
And not a lot of concern for our uniform services personnel, our emergency workers, people who might be subject to periodic random drug tests.
So, you know, I'm going to say no concern, but with a big caveat there, right? Okay. Which is that I never want to tell anybody for sure that they're going to pass a drug test. So we have no THC in our products. Mm-hmm. There are certain people who are very susceptible to THC buildup in their system. So mm-hmm. they might be using an industrial hemp product that has, you know, less than 0.3%, but that CBD might be building and it might trigger a test result.
A very sensitive test threshold.
And there's false positives also.
Yep.
But I mean, we've not really seen them. And so I don't think there's issues. We do work with a lot of veterans with both PTSD as well as getting them off of opiate addiction and have never had an issue. But it's a super heightened level of sensitivity because they can lose their benefits and so forth if they fail drug tests.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, not just the topical product, because you also make an oral product, which comes as a... in dropper form, right? And you apply it sublingually. And it also contains emu oil. And what's the reason for the emu oil in the oral prep?
So again, the emu oil is by itself, it's really a wonder oil. It's a neuroprotectant. It's super rich in essential fatty acids, so omega-3, 6, 9 fatty acids. It helps create a little bit more of a liposomal effect with the CBD. So, you know, we have such a violent digestive system. that it helps maximize the bioavailability mm-hmm. of any of the CBD that you are ingesting versus the portion that is going in sublingually. So the
droplets are a vehicle, like a liposomal delivery system that helps them be absorbed better by the digestive tract.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. It also, because it's an anti-inflammatory, when you start thinking about things like gastrointestinal issues and the inflammation of the stomach wall or the lining of our colon or our intestines, the emu oil can be very, very effective there as well.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of conditions are being treated with that?
From a gastrointestinal standpoint?
Let's start with the gastrointestinal since you're on that. But I'm talking about what are the general applications for people taking the sublingual Theramune
oil? Oh, sure. So the biggest one is anxiety. So we get, anxiety, and more often than not, the anxiety is coupled with sleeplessness. That's by far the number one reason that people will use our Calm and Calm Pro products. We have people who use it with their children for autism, for selective mutism. We have a family using it for Sanfilippo syndrome. We have people with ALS who are using it to help manage their symptoms. For me, the way I always think about it, because I'm a big believer in healing from the inside out and the outside in.
By the way, you don't take the topical. You take the sublingual as well for
AMS.
Oh,
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So I microdose the sublingual throughout the day. And to me, it's the Relieve topical that will help manage my pain when it's there. And the sublingual has actually helped reduce the frequency and the severity of most of my pain symptoms, whether it's the cramping in my legs or the migraines.
Mm-hmm. I have to say that, full disclosure, you sent me a sample kit. I appreciate it because I wanted to test drive the products. And what ends up happening when I do that is that I kind of, my family descends on me, and I distribute them to different family members to test drive. I personally tried the Soothe Pro Bath Crystals, and I came in really sore from, it's the summer, and, I kind of overdid it. And I lay down in the bath, and I actually found it very soothing. It may have been coincidental, but, that, again, end of one experiment, I found that the bath crystals were very helpful. Then I gave some to a family member who's got a lot of job stress. He's CFO of a big company. He's under a lot of pressure. And so he asked me about it. I said, well, why don't you try this? Because I think it can relieve your stress. Because, he's having maybe a little too much in the way of martinis. And, he's stress eating too. And what he said was, it's very interesting. He said his stress is not gone, but his stress is quite ameliorated. And says something very interesting is that he doesn't stress eat anymore. It somehow broke the cycle of I'm stressed and I need to eat a donut, or I need to have like a chocolate brownie. And that's very interesting because, it's actually the opposite when you take marijuana. You get the
right,
munchies,
right.
And you want to eat, like a house on fire. So it was interesting.
Our bodies produce their own cannabinoids, right? And I think one of them is anandamide, which is known as the bliss molecule. And that's one of the things that CBD will stimulate the production of. So
mm-hmm. Yep.
it helps your brain's management of those symptoms. And, you hear people talk a lot about CBD for stress, and CBD for anxiety and CBD for sleep. And when you talk about CBD for sleep, people shouldn't confuse it with something like an Ambien,
yep.
right? It's not knocking you out.
Very, very effective for some of my patients. I had a patient who came in, actually she turned me onto this because this is actually even before I was awakened to the potential of CBD. And she's a patient that I've been treating for many years and I've helped her in a lot of ways, but she's always had chronic insomnia. And every time I see her, I ask, how's the insomnia? She goes, terrible. Okay, well, we tried everything under the sun, and I don't want to put you on heavy-duty prescription sleeping pills that you become addicted to. And finally, I asked her, last time I saw her, I said, how's your sleep? She says, great. It's my daughter turned me on to CBD, and it works. It's amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, it helps with relaxation, and the other thing is that there, you might have gotten 4 hours of sleep before, and maybe you're getting 4 hours sleep now, but the quality of that sleep is also changed because of the way it disrupts our brains. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't realize our brain produces anxiety while we're sleeping too, right? It's part of our REM sleep cycle. So it helps with that as well. It's been phenomenal for me. So I was one of those people who I was on Ambien for a long time. I was told that it was non-addictive, and I remember trying to wean myself off of it, sleeping with the pills in my pocket.
It's murder.
It was awful. It was so awful. And now I just use the Calm product, and I love it. And there's no side effects afterwards. And CBD as an oral is very interesting because, it will help you relax. It will help you sleep, but on the other hand, it will also sharpen your focus.
It does help with focus and concentration. And absolutely, you know, there's some things that says, you know, do not drive or operate machinery when you're under the influence of this. And this is something where you absolutely can. It's not going to impair your reflexes or coordination. And you can do work and, you know, even broadcast a radio program.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've test-driven it. Okay, folks, let's pause for a moment to allow one of our sponsors to share this important message with you. Here it goes. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Joel Greengrass from Theramu. So let's go through the range of products that are available. You know, let's start with the topical products, because there are three main topical products for pain. There's the Relieve product, and then there's Relieve Pro, which is the amped up version of Relieve, more expensive. And how do you use that? Is that a salve or a cream or gel?
Yeah, so it's a beeswax-based balm. It spreads extremely thin. So again, a pea-sized amount will cover a square foot of your body. One of the things we have to train people on is that it's not like a Bengay type product where you're slathering it because you're just going to waste the product. It's in a beeswax base, and all of our ingredients are natural. So our topicals, the Relieve has beeswax, eucalyptus, camphor, emu oil, and the CBD. That's it. And then there's a menthol version also, which obviously has the sixth ingredient, which is the menthol. Mm-hmm. So you massage
it. Which is soothing in itself. I mean, menthol is it's a traditional pain rub.
Yeah. Many people love it's triggering the receptors, the cooling receptors in our skin. Some people love that, especially athletes, I find, or older people. Mm-hmm. A lot of times older people refuse to believe that something is happening or working unless they can feel it. So the menthol helps them with that as well. So within the Relieve, you've got Relieve and Relieve Pro, and then Relieve with menthol, Relieve Pro with menthol. Mm-hmm. And you can massage those, you know, anywhere on your body for the most part, I would say, with the exception of putting it directly in your eyes. But like I said, I massage it into my temples for migraines, the base of my neck. It's great for any sort of skin irritation because the emu oil will stimulate collagen. We have people, you use it for scars. There's one disease called epidermolysis bullosa, which most people have never heard of. And it's literally
devastating condition. Horrible.
Yeah. And nothing works for it. Right. Yeah. I mean, these poor kids are wrapped like mummies our stuff works. It really does. We have EB patients around the world who have, you know, it's just word of mouth that they've found out about it. So for those same reasons, when you're dealing with, you know, day-to-day types of issues, it's very easy for our product to help with those. We also then have the Soothe bath crystals that you mentioned, which come in consumer and pro strength as well. that's literally just, it's a capful poured into your bathtub, into a warm to hot bath. You soak for 20 minutes. It's relaxing, but it's also...
Maybe that's why I felt so good is I used it like conventional Epsom salts. I used about a third of the container. That was too much.
Not by much, right? Because an average container is going to have four applications in it. So
I used it liberally.
Yeah. I tend to lean more towards that as well. But I've found that to be incredible. And we have a lot of older customers who use it who are dealing with things like chronic arthritis and just the normal, you know, knee, back, hip pains that you get as you get older. But I have athletes. I have, you know, a Division I baseball pitcher reached out this week just to let me know that he's been sore every single the following 2 days after every start for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, day one is his shoulder, day two is his elbow. This week he did a soak with the Soothe, and he was absolutely fine. Similarly, I have people who use it for a foot soak, for diabetic peripheral neuropathy. It's very, very, very effective product. And again, also relaxing and pampering.
It's a pleasant bath ritual, you know, and it smells good. And it has a little bit of that herbal scent from, it's a little pot-like, actually.
There's a little, you know, there's some essential oils in there. You've got some lavender, but you'll see your skin glistens afterwards also. I mean, it's a great skin conditioner. And we have people who use it with their fussy children for baths before bed and also with fussy animals. Wow. So it's one thing that's always interesting is with adults, you never know. You know, I could tell somebody that something's going to work and just based on the fact that
placebo
I tell them.
Placebo effect,
that,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. You don't see a placebo effect with babies or pets. So the other product that we just came out on the topical side that just launched last week or 2 weeks ago was Revive Eye Serum. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of the CBD and the Emu oil. It comes with a metal rollerball top. Because of everything we've talked about from a skin reconditioning standpoint, it's amazing for wrinkles, black bags, dark circles, puffiness under your eyes. We were really excited because now on a couple different occasions, Bobby Brown, the makeup and cosmetics icon, has called it. It was her must-have product of the Consumer Discovery Show a few weeks back.
Oh, I got wind of that. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, and Bobby Brown, of course, the big cosmetics maven.
Yeah, and she loves it. I mean, she, unbeknownst to me, told us in standing room only audience that she needs more of it and everybody needs to get it. And I was like, wow. That was quite the endorsement for us. So we're really excited about the potential of that product and the whole kind of more cosmeceutical application of what we do. Mm-hmm. And it's sold like wildfire so far. So that's been exciting. And then we have the sublingual elixirs. So we have the Calm and the Calm Pro. Our regular strength Calm has 300 milligrams of CBD in a 1 ounce bottle. The Calm Pro has 750. Mm-hmm. And the only other ingredient in there other than the Emu and the CBD is we flavor them with organic fruit extracts. Mm-hmm. So they come in mango, pineapple, and peach. Okay. They're all pretty delicious, which if you've had other elixirs in the space, quite often they can taste, you know, very, very earthy or be difficult to ingest, especially if you're using them with kids. Uh-huh. And these
sort
are
of tastes like a hash pipe residue.
Yeah, they
not
really
that I, not that I've ever experienced that, but I'm imagining what that might taste like.
They really do sometimes. And again, if you pour those out into clear containers, you can instantly see why.
Yeah.
So again, it goes back to the not all CBD is created equal, and you know, they obviously products don't all have the same carrier oil in there either. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to dosage, you're playing a little bit of a game here, because you know, claiming CBD potency, I'm not sure where the legality lies. But when it comes to dosing, when you use, say, the drops of Calm Pro, how much CBD are you delivering per administration?
So the Calm Pro, it's an easier one to figure out because there's literally one drop of CBD, one milligram of CBD per drop.
Okay.
But, you know, the challenge, I think, with CBD is, you know,
absorption.
I think
it's the absorption. So it's like if you take it in a pill and it's not very well absorbed, then it's, you know, wasted.
Right. But we've also, like, we've been accustomed to think that, you know, take two and call me in the morning. And that's the right amount of like aspirin or Tylenol or Advil for everybody. And it's not the case, by the way, with most drugs, but with CBD, even more so, we find that people have to experiment a little bit to find the right amount. So the guidelines that we generally give people are, you know, 1 to 2 milligrams per 10 pounds of body weight spread out over the course of a day. I've had some people.
And what's a milligram in translated to drops?
So one drop is 1 milligram of copra.
Okay.
So I've had some people who hypersensitive to CBD, and they get away literally with the equivalent of like a quarter of a drop or so, 6 or 7 drops across an entire day. Whereas other people are taking, you know, the equivalent of probably a full drop or 25 milligrams per day.
And that's actually in line with some of the dosages that I've seen recommended for conditions like anxiety and, you know, generalized pain. The dosages are around 15 milligrams once or twice daily.
Right. And you can ratchet them up as needed, right? So you know your body, and if you're dealing with something where you've got a particularly, you know, stress-inducing or anxiety-related event, you can always take a little bit more. And same thing when people use it with their pets, right? I got a flood of people this past week because of July 4th and people's pets are afraid of the fireworks. Am I allowed to give them a little bit more? And the answer is always yes, because there's really no harm. I mean, the worst possible side effect is that, you know, your pet or you or whoever's taking a little bit more might get a little bit sleepy. You know, there are no other damaging side effects to it.
Well, it's certainly something with tremendous potential, and I think you've been very ingenious in terms of harnessing its potential and sort of amplifying it with the combination with emu oil. That's an interesting angle on this product. So when it comes to pain, when it comes to symptoms that relate to inflammation, when it comes to issues related to sleep and mood, there really is, there's something here. And I think that, you know, this is really, it's going to be exciting to see what happens in this industry over the next few years. And you're certainly, well positioned to, help a lot of people.
Yeah. We're super excited. And, you know, we really, you know, we're here for the right reasons. Everybody that works with us on our team, has a pretty significant Theramu why of why they're using it, why they're involved with the company. And at the end of the day, we want to help people. I mean, that's really what we're trying to do. And we, you know, we fully guarantee our products. I've had times where people have said, I've tried this, but it didn't work. And we will, at our expense, work with them to find the right combination of products that might help them. And if at the end of the day we can't, we will refund their money. But in a year and a half, I think we've done that 4 times so far. So the effectiveness has been pretty great. And at the end of the day, there's nothing that feels better than getting these amazing testimonials where you are changing people's lives and helping people's lives. And, you know, more so for me, even when it's kids, it's amazing to be part of and to be part of this space right now.
So you actually have customer service people who are, you know, more than just order takers. They actually will help people discern which products might be more advantageous for them.
Absolutely. So anybody can, you can shoot an email to info@theramu.com or even post on our Facebook page and we'll monitor that. You probably have like a 1 in 4 chance of getting me, because I think it's really important for me to be in there every day and see what's going on, what's on people's minds, what questions do they have. But for sure, we're super responsive and we love when people reach out.
And so I have a U.S. number. It's 888-745-7016. Is that okay for people to call?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. And also, you know, we have international listeners, and sometimes I get inquiries, you know, I talk about some product that's available in the United States. People call from Australia, and they call from Europe, and they want to know, or, you know, even the Middle East, Africa sometimes, you know, where can I get the product? Is this internationally available?
Yeah, I mean, so we will get it to most places more often than not.
I see you have a UK address.
Correct. So we're set up as a UK company, just, you know, because of banking and credit card reasons. But we will get it to other countries, again, especially when people are really in need. Usually it ends up costing us more than, it costs us more to send, but
customs and all that stuff, right?
But we won't stop in in getting it to people who need it. So like, I think we're in about 20 different countries right now. Other countries until recently, you know, and now that the U.S. has voted on the 2018 Farm Bill Act, but other countries were moving a lot faster than us in the CBD space. So it's nice to see us catching up a little bit, but there tends to be less issue in other countries with CBD than there was in the U.S. Mm-hmm. until recently.
Yeah, because we've sort of had that reefer madness mentality and have stigmatized marijuana to the point where hemp has become implicated. And hemp is a world of difference from, I mean, it's basically the same species, but it's a world of difference when it comes to the hallucinogenic effects.
Yeah, I mean, there are none, right? I mean, I always tell people that our founding fathers paid their taxes in hemp. It was a requirement. So yeah, the reefer madness, I think, set everything back a little bit.
Indeed.
Well, but people are getting more and more educated. And this is why, you know, it's such a pleasure to be on your podcast, because like, this is important, you know, being able to share this type of information with people. So they, you know, they don't necessarily have to know the right answers to everything, but you want them to be armed to ask the right questions. And that's why this is such an amazing vehicle.
Well, indeed. And, you know, this program is all about offering people options. Pain is a very, very unmet need. And we've got to get better strategies out there for pain control, because the strategies we're using are creating a terrible toll of addiction and disability among so many Americans. So I think this is a very promising avenue. Thank you very much, Joel, for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Joel Greengrass, CEO of Theramu, spelled Theramu. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.